Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So remember I was talking about how the spring game is going to be on Fox, nationally televised, Ohio State? You know what it's up against?
Figure skating.
The Masters.
Well,
would you watch the Masters or would you watch Ohio State spring game?
Are you serious?
Are you serious? They get 100,000 sometimes to watch the spring
game. That's great.
Would you watch the Masters third round coverage or would you watch Ohio State football spring game? I just want to see.
Don't give the phone number.
Just want to see your face explode. You're close. I can see the redness trickling in to your face right now. You're three shades red, redder than we were when this conversation started.
You know, though we've worked together for a long time and we've known each other, I've never really liked you.
Oh, I know. I know. And I'm proud
of that. And I know you feel the same way.
No, I'm totally proud of that. I get that. I mean, we're on that. I'll just ask the people in the room. Menigan. Masters, third round coverage.
Wait a minute. You're talking to a guy who's going to Augusta.
Don't care. Mass, are you going? Will you be there for the third round?
He's not going down for that.
No comment.
Never mind. Masters, third round. I think it's third round. They don't play the spring game on a Sunday. So.
Well, they could, Andy. But if they want to go ratings.
Well, I guess, if they wanted to go up against the Masters. Masters or Ohio State spring game? National TV. What are you watching? Welcome to the shores.
Well played, Dano.
As McElroy strolls up to 12. Six a peg in the ground.
Come on. We serious? We're serious? It's the Masters. It's all day the Masters. Do I want to watch a glorified practice of people running around and smashing into each other? Or do I want to watch one of the most prestigious golf tournaments on the face of the earth with some of the finest competition that can take place? One, the score matters. The other one, the score doesn't.
Now at quarterback for your Ohio State Buckeyes.
Hello, friends.
A walk-on from Springfield High School.
Springboro.
Who may never see the light of day. Joe Flabeats.
Ladies and gentlemen, here on the shores of the Olentangy, Emeka Ogbuka runs like he's running through the tulips into the end zone for a touchdown. Who needs azaleas when you can have Buckeye trees?
This means Chip Kelly has it all figured out. Glory be, glory be.
Lincoln Kleinholz, he drops back to pass. Oh, in all of its glory.
Beats better.
In all of its glory.
Okay. Let's get back to George Niang.
You need a piece of that?
No, he doesn't.
Jake, say it.
I'd be watching the spring game over round three of the Masters.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
And Jake makes $4 an hour.
The hell is
what
wrong
does that have
you?
To do with anything? Jake, what is that? I am totally offended by my partner. He's talking about wages and all. I have no idea what that was. But I do believe that they will have a decent audience for that Ohio State spring game.
Yeah, I can tune into the Masters on Sunday when it actually matters.
That's right.
What the hell is wrong with you people? God.
Because the spring game matters.
No, it doesn't, but I'd like to know, you know, kind of what I'm getting for the season coming
That's
up.
That's okay. At least they're going to get hot dog wrappers at the shoe.
Jake, where do you go to school?
Not at Ohio State.
What does that have to do with the price of anything?
I was just curious. You're,
so I just want to make sure if you don't go to school there, you can't be a fan. I just want to make sure.
Indy, I just asked. I love how I'll throw something out and you just like,
because
whoa,
you know why you said
let's get on the highway. I'm on the ramp right now.
You were poking the bear. You were just saying,
oh, if you didn't go to Ohio State, how do you root for Ohio State?
No, that's not what I meant.
I've heard that 1,000 times. You know what? Why not? Let's be proud of our biggest school in the state, and we expect things from Ohio State, and I can take pride in them, and there are people from our neighborhood that play at Ohio State, so.
That's great.
Those are my neighbors, much like the same way they are at Akron or John Carroll or Kent or Baldwin Wallace.
That's fabulous, Andy.
I'm sure you could pull our listeners who are very much Ohio State fans, and a majority of them would not have attended Ohio State.
That's correct. Much like our good friend TB, who owns every piece of Ohio State, anything you can think of.
I know two guys who didn't go to Ohio State who have Ohio State shrines in their basement.
No.
Yes.
Tell me about the other and what is in that shrine.
I've not seen it, but I've been told about it.
Really? What does he like? Have a picture of Archie with both of his eyes?
I don't know. I just told you. I don't know.
Wow. Well, then, but you do know it's a shrine.
Yeah, he told me.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
And he was proud of it.
Jeff, before we went to break,
yeah,
you had a very much a cliffhanger that you just left us right there waiting to react to this George Niang soundbite from this morning when he was on the morning show.
No, I think the biggest thing is, you know, what Donovan has done here so far has been pretty amazing. You know, he's an All-NBA player, and whenever you can have someone like that lead in your franchise, I think it's a really good thing. Along with the young core nucleus that we have, I think Cavs fans and us as an organization are extremely excited about what the future holds. Obviously, you know, Donovan, you know, talked to me about coming here. I'm not in his head, but obviously I'm a firm believer that this is where he wants to be. I think all of us are excited to be here, especially, you know, for what we've been building. Yes, I know the last 20 games haven't gone ideally how everybody has wanted them. At the same time, I think what we're building here is special, and I think we do have another, you know, a chance to put up another banner like they did in 2016.
I admire George coming on our station. I think he's terrific, says some good things. A story would have been had George Niang, former Donovan Mitchell teammate in Utah and in Cleveland, said, yeah, you know, he's out of here. He wants to play somewhere else. That's a story. A guy on the team saying, you know, he likes it here, and, you know, long term, yeah. That's not a story. What's he going to say? Hey, Kobe Altman, you think Donovan Mitchell's leaving? Yeah.
How about you just
Kobe ever going to say that?
How about you just don't say anything? He didn't have to say anything there.
No, I just, to me, the idea of a player on the team saying that Donovan likes it here and he's going to stay isn't much of a story, because I don't think he'd, of course he's going to say that. And if you don't even say that, Andy, I think that is a story. If you're asked and you say, yeah, I don't know.
But what was do we know what the question was? I don't know. I never heard the question.
What I think is good for George. He's a good teammate there. He's a good Cavalier. And he said good things, very good things. But I would have considered it some kind of a story had he said anything other than, yeah, he wants to be here.
I don't know why. I don't feel like I'm sorry, I'm gonna make his play this one more time. I don't feel like he had to say anything there. He just all right, one more time. Here we go. All right, here we go. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Bail out of it.
There it is.
No, I think the biggest thing is, you know, what Donovan has done here so far has been pretty amazing. You know, he's an All-NBA player, and whenever you can have someone like that lead in your franchise, I think it's a really good thing. Along with the young core nucleus that we have, I think Cavs fans and us as an organization are extremely excited about what the future holds. Obviously, you know, Donovan, you know, talked to me about coming here. I'm not in his head, but obviously I'm a firm believer that this is where he wants to be. I think all of us are excited to be here, especially.
This is where he wants to be. I don't know. There's no one forcing him to say that. He didn't have to walk down that road. He just kind of, he was like, hey, you know, he talked to me about coming here, and we've talked, and he wants to be here. And so
well,
I don't,
sure he does.
I don't see any conspiracy behind this. I think he said what he
told. I don't think there's a conspiracy. I'm just telling you, it's what I would say if I was him. And he probably does want to be here. Why? He's under contract here. He likes it here. Andy, I like it here. You like it here.
But we don't play.
We don't want to leave. We like it here. We had chances to leave.
I
got to
tell you, if the right offer came, I'd probably leave. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Well, I like it here.
I do, too.
I'm not going anywhere.
I mean, I'm not leaving my family anywhere, but I'm just saying. I mean,
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey kids, it's been good. You know, we've had solid time.
No, I'm not poo-pooing. I'm not poo-pooing anything that George said.
Kidding,
good for him. I'm glad he feels that way, and that's terrific. But he, you know, he's not in Donovan's head, as he said, and we'll see where it goes. I hope the guy signs a long-term contract here. And then I hope Kobe Altman takes a very realistic look at the roster and figures out what makes it the best roster possible.
What would he do differently with this roster if he knew he had him for more years?
I'd trade Darius Garland, and I'd go get a wing guy.
Immediately.
Yeah. Or I'd recoup some first-round draft choices.
To try to move him. And what if he loses him? Then where are you going?
Then I'm debating what to do. I'm debating going Oklahoma City and trading off all my pieces and doing a complete rebuild.
Evan Mobley too? No.
Yep, absolutely.
Really?
Jarrett, everybody. Oklahoma's sitting pretty right now, Andy.
Yeah,
they have a good young team. Hmm. I just, if Donovan Mitchell doesn't stay, you've got to reevaluate everything you're doing because you're not going to have first-round draft choices. And if he stays, you have to reevaluate the entire makeup of the roster and figure out what's going to make you successful, because you also know you're not going to be able to add pieces other than in free agency. I mean, you'll have two first-round picks, but they're pick swaps with Utah. So you're going to get lesser picks. Doesn't mean you can't find talent. You can. But it's going to get really, really challenging as soon as they start coughing up those first-round picks.
I think what Niang said was pretty good this morning. I was excited about it. Jeff's in University Heights. What do you got, Jeff?
He's terrific.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon? Hey,
what's Jeff? Up, man? Oh, did we lose him? Jeff, you still there? Ah, bummer. It's Hey. It was in University Heights, so at least I can give him a little Heights eye there, right? It was all right? No problem with that. I hope he stays. I think it's just
Good. He's a really good NBA player.
I'm fearing the playoffs without
he's
him.
He's a
as well.
Great NBA player. He is.
I just haven't had any reason to think that I don't know. Everyone wants to say he's going, they're saying there's going, and I hate when we buy into the hype. and we start hearing, he's leaving.
Well, Andy, there's no hype. It's a reality here.
Is it, though? Does it have to be? I mean, well, why can't we let the guy decide when it's his time to
decide? Well, that's exactly right. But he has the option to decide, and that option's coming up. So that's the point here. That's the only point. I mean, it's a real deal. The train's coming down the tracks. Hmm. You got to figure it out.
Jeff, last chance. Hey, Jeff, go.
Hey, I'm here now. That's okay. Right. So I was listening to what you guys said. I went to Ohio State. I wouldn't watch neither. I'd watch the Guardians that day. The one thing I will say about the spring game, at least that's the game where Ryan Day can't get out coached in. So.
Oh, I got to let him go.
Jeff.
Do we have to be that negative right now?
Andy, that was a great line. Jeff, that was fabulous. I'm not saying it's accurate, but boy, that was a great line. Boom, right there.
Chris Rose. Rose Rotation NFL Network. Next, Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.